Hello and welcome to episode 27 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Well, today we finish up Wild West Week by looking at one of the most colorful figures in the history of the West, Buffalo Bill Cody. There's enough out there about Buffalo Bill Cody to fill an encyclopedia. He did it all. He rode for the Pony Express, worked as a scout for a Russian Grand Duke when he came to the United States to hunt buffalo. He even won a Congressional Medal of Honor for his bravery during the Civil War. But Cody is most known for his circus of over-the-top performances, known as Buffalo Bill's Wild West. Started in 1883, the show was a vaudevillian collection of performances and stunts that claimed to bring the adventure of the Wild West right to your backyard. Highlights of the show included a parade of cowboys and adventurers from all over the world, feats of marksmanship by Annie Oakley, a live stagecoach robbery, and a climax when a band of savage Indians attacked a helpless family of settlers in their authentic log cabin, only to be saved at the last moment by Buffalo Bill himself riding in with a band of cowboys. As you can tell, this show almost single-handedly cemented many of the stereotypes and myths the US and the world have about the Wild West today. Cody took his circus to Europe, and the spectacle of what the Europeans saw, they thought was the real American West. And it stuck with them even through to today. That's why so many images people from other countries have of the US nowadays are of cowboys with big hats walking around with guns everywhere. Despite the fact that Cody cast Native Americans as pretty devious villains in his epic performances, below the surface he had a much more sympathetic view of their plight. Over time, he became an activist of sorts for the rights of Native Americans, going so far as to say that the only times they've attacked white people was when the whites broke promises and treaties that they were supposed to have held. Cody even became best friends with Sitting Bull, a famous Native American chief. He also went out of his way to offer jobs to the families of the troop of Indians who accompanied him on his tours, giving them an opportunity that he said they would not otherwise have. Buffalo Bill Cody is a complex character, at the same time a hero and a villain, simultaneously a brilliant entrepreneur and showman, and yet someone who exploited the people around him and the stereotypes that went with them. Nonetheless, Cody was without question one of the defining forces of our perceptions of the West. It's largely thanks to Cody that the image of the gun-blazing, rough-and-tumble, Wild Wild West image exists all around the world, even now, over 100 years later. Thanks for tuning in to episode 27 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest a topic idea, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com. I'll be having a listener theme week in the near future, so make sure you send me your topic ideas for that. You can find me on Twitter as Daily Brainwave. And that about wraps it up for Wild West Week, but don't worry, I won't be riding off into the sunset. Indeed, next week's theme is all about roller coasters, and to make it extra special, all of next week's episodes will be recorded on location at Cedar Point Amusement Park in Sandusky, Ohio, arguably the best amusement park in the world.